This is the story of a young man who crossed the Gambia River for the first time in 2006. He wanted to set up his first email address and had to go to the nearest internet cafe.
The first day, I wasn't allowed to use the computers because they thought that I was going to, you know, mess it up. So they just created my email address and that was it. But since then, I've always gone back to the internet cafe, and I don't exactly remember the first web page that I looked at myself, maybe because I was too excited. Yeah.
That's Hassan Jallo, the 26-year-old founder of Azutech, a software engineering company. He's a self-taught programmer, and crossing the river that day proved to be a life-changing moment. Jallo discovered the internet. He eventually managed to get himself a computer and then went on to study computer science. It was his motivation to teach himself new skills and programming languages, as well as his entrepreneurial spirit, that led to the creation of his company, Azutech.
What happened was, in my second year in university, a very reputable company had some issue that my friend told me about because of something that they were doing manually, and it was really tedious. So I built a software solution and I sold it to them, and they were so excited about it. So they hired me to build it. So there was second year in university, and I built a system that to some extent the state depends on. So quite exciting. I thought that, you know, there are so many other institutions that are having similar problems. It would be quite interesting if I could build more solutions for these institutions.
The first system Jallo developed replaced an old typewriter. It generates certificates of origin for goods destined for export. Azutech has gone on to develop a real estate app for buying, selling and renting property in the Gambia. They've also secured clients in the US and Eastern Europe. All of this prompted Jallo to take time out from university. Azutech now has 5 employees, and its founder has reinvested all of the money back into the company. He's never received any outside funding.
No, we didn't. We have never received any sort of investment in Azutech. We primarily got this organically. So we work on a project. Whatever proceedings we get on that project, we invest it back in the business to get equipment to allow us to even work faster and more efficiently. So that's how we have gotten most of these things. And we've also got support from friends and family. Like, you know, you need a network cable here and there, and a friend just gives you a network cable to keep. So, yeah.
Azutech isn't the only software engineering company in the Gambia, but it's one that exemplifies the opportunities the IT sector could provide for young people. And that's what the EU-funded Youth Empowerment Project, or YEP, is trying to push. They've involved Azutech in a trade fair, a pitching contest, and contracted them for their website design. Modu Touré is the technical advisor and monitoring evaluation specialist for YEP. He says the sector has real potential for providing jobs.
You have a fairly small core of software developers that have started, but I think there is need to widen and especially for young people who are coming into the business, because we recently, just few years ago, that we had a department for computer science in the University of the Gambia. Formerly, all those who get to know computer science have to do it outside the Gambia. With this, people like Hassan quickly came up. So we have more of his type who really we want to support.
Jallo is also optimistic about opportunities in software development. He's been running informal coding workshops at his office at the weekends, trying to help other young people considering a career in programming. One day, he says, the Gambia could rival Africa's other tech hubs like Nairobi or Lagos.
I do understand that we have a long way to go, but I'm very optimistic that we'll catch up and even go beyond what these countries are doing. The tech community is growing and people are becoming increasingly interested in technology. But of course, at this point, we have a long way to go.
There is a long way to go and numerous challenges. Internet connectivity is an issue. That's slowly changing with better 4G networks in the country, plus the rollout of fibre networks since the landing of a submarine fibre connection. Then there are also the skills. According to a report from the International Trade Centre, companies in the Gambia identify the lack of IT knowledge and competence to be a major constraint. Nevertheless, the YEP project is trying to support more young people looking towards the IT sector. And Hassan Jallo would like to see many more young Gambians taking that first trip across the river to become a tech entrepreneur. Daniel Finnan, RFI in Bruford Gardens, The Gambia.